why does dark matter matter? I mean, if you're talking to the average, you know, the average person out there, which you are right now, why is dark matter important?
So, it does, I mean, you can go to all the big sort of why are we here type questions. And, you know, so I was, you know, said how it sort of, it makes life possible. It makes it possible to form galaxies and make life exist in sort of over the history of the universe. It's changed that and made everything possible. But really for me, it's not really that. It's just that it's really exciting. We found this new frontier. We found out that we don't actually have any idea at all what most of the universe is made of. So it's just curiosity as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. It's the new frontier. It's a new Wild West. It's great that you know, physics hasn't come to a dead stop, and that you know, we've basically explained the world around us. It's exciting. It's not really scary at all either. It's exciting that we can still find out more about the way the world works. And this dark matter is most of that, well, most of the universe. So it's really exciting to me that we can go and explore this new frontier.
Okay, can you explain to me the difference between dark matter and dark energy?
So, yeah, we're getting a bit, we're catching on with the names here a bit, that astronomy is rather good at advertising and catching good names. But so they're very different things. Dark matter is kind of familiar in a way, in that it clumps and it attracts things to it through the force of gravity. Mm-hmm. In that way, it's rather like ordinary matter. It's very different stuff to ordinary matter, but it at least behaves in some senses rather intuitively and in a familiar way. Dark energy, on the other hand, is really weird, I have to say. It's very odd stuff. And we don't really even have a sort of concept of exactly what it is yet. But what it seems to do is that is something that pervades the entire universe and is fairly uniform. And rather than attracting things to it, it's actually sort of actually repelling things in a way. It's making the universe larger and larger. So dark matter attracts things and makes things fall to it under gravity. This dark energy is actually pushing things away, making the universe bigger and bigger all the time.
So would you say it's the opposite of dark matter?
There's a sort of giant tug of war going on to decide what the eventual fate of the universe is going to be. Dark matter is trying to collapse everything, make everything smaller and bring it together in a big crunch. Dark energy is trying to rip it apart and make everything bigger. So they're at opposite ends of a tug of war, but they're not entirely opposite. So I said earlier, if you lean against a wall, then and if it's made of ordinary matter, then it pushes back and you stay up and you're very happy, you're leaning against a wall.
Right.
If you lean against a wall of dark matter, it doesn't interact with you, so you just fall through it, fall on your face, and it's all very embarrassing. So that's the dark matter. If you lean against a wall of dark energy, if you could ever imagine such a thing, then not only would you actually fall through it, it would actually suck you in a little bit. It wouldn't push back, it would actually pull you through and make you fall on your face slightly faster. Actually.
No, wait a minute. You're confusing me because you said dark energy is pushing things away.
Ah, right.
Right?
Yeah, okay, maybe that's not a very good analogy.
Okay,
but
it
acts in the opposite sense to ordinary matter.
That I've got. All right. I've heard that the eventual fate of the universe is that we will be alone, that things are going to move away from us so that in the deep dark, millions of years away, billions of years away, well, you'd be able to look into the night sky, and other than perhaps the planets close by, you're not going to see the night sky we've got today because it's all going to be away from us.
Right, yes. And don't worry, this is not going to happen anytime soon. This is
right.
Billions of years away, so it doesn't affect any of us.
Yes, but eventually. Doesn't that mean that dark energy is winning the battle?
Well, we're not quite sure who's winning the battle at the moment. It seems to be a very finely tuned battle that they're really competing, and we're not exactly sure. We keep getting sort of better and better measurements about which one's winning, but we're still not. The jury's still out on which one's going to win eventually, and what the universe is going to do. In fact, the universe had to be like that. If any one of them had been a lot stronger than the other, then the universe would have already ended. If there had been so much dark matter that it had completely dominated, it would have won very early and the universe would have ended. It would have collapsed. If there had been loads and loads of dark energy, or that would have been really strong, then the universe would have already been torn apart. The fact that the universe has hung around for 13 billion years so far means that it's a pretty finely balanced race.
Hmm. So, and yet things are moving away, right, Professor? I mean, is that in doubt?
No, things are moving away. It's just, it depends exactly how fast they're moving away, or how much they're accelerating away from us. And that we're not quite sure who's going to win in the end.
Oh, well, all right. I've heard it said that things are accelerating away, meaning slowly, perhaps. They're actually accelerating faster and faster. Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Huh.
It's not necessarily run away yet, but it could be.
In other words, there could come a time when it reaches a kind of a limit, and there's not enough attraction still there, and ptoom, off she goes.
Yep, we end up with the scenario that you say, that we don't see anything in the night sky. In fact, space just gets so big it possibly even gets ripped apart eventually. So that's just one of the possible fates of the universe.
Wonderful.
You see, we're exploring. We don't know what this is yet. This is science, so it's exciting.
It is exciting. And how much do you think this, we were talking about the particle accelerator, how many answers are we going to come away with? Do you guess?
The particle accelerators are trying to decide sort of what dark matter might be, which is the first thing that we want to know about it. And the thing is that theoretical particle physicists have come up with loads of different options or different candidates for what the dark matter might be. Given that if we say we know that it's there, we try to speculate what it might be. Then the particle physicists have come up with all this whole array of options of these different things, it's basically because they've had no data for a long time, and we know that it's there, but we don't know what it is, so they've had a long time to think about it, and, well, you know, the more ideas you come up with, the more research grants you get. So we really are in desperate need of some data to try and rule out some of the options, and that's hopefully what the particle accelerators are going to do, is cut down the different possibilities that it might be.